And he did it more or less through his disciples. There was a period of change. He has to go home and ascend into glory. But he commissioned his disciples, the church that was established, to go to the Gentiles. There was a change of dispensation, the second part to his first coming. Now in his second coming, there are two parts. But unlike that area, here the first part is second coming, first part is to the Gentiles. To the Gentiles. And there is a gap of what we call 7 years, and then second coming, second part to the Jews. And both are different. Part 1 and part 2 are different. Just as part 1 and part 2 at first coming are different. In his first coming, part 1, every Jewish law that revolves around the temple and the worship of the temple, Jesus has to abide to. He was circumcised on the 8th day. He fulfilled every Jewish law. The only thing that displeased the Jews in his time was he broke their traditions. We may read and say, oh, Jesus broke some law, he broke the Sabbath law. He did not. It was the Jewish tradition that he broke. Because the Sabbath law does not prevent you from helping another. But it's the tradition that has taken it to the extreme, where they have added a lot of things to what it means to rest in God. It was their interpretation. But Jesus has to keep strictly to all the Jewish revelation that was given at Moses' time and fulfill it. Even the Passover, he kept it. Everything that was commanded, he kept it. But the moment the part 2 started, everything was now free. He said on the cross, it is finished. And the moment he said it is finished, so that we will not mistake what he mean by finished, the veil was torn that separate the Holy of Holies and the holy place. It means that the old covenant was finished. And the work of redemption was completed. Everything that he has done to satisfy the wrath of God against mankind was completed. God's wrath was satisfied in the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. So there was a different dispensation. And in this new dispensation, we don't have to keep the Mosaic law of circumcision. We don't have to keep a lot of those Jewish laws and ordinances. But we have a new set of ordinances that Jesus gave. So it's a whole different realm. In a similar way, in the second coming of Jesus Christ, as he reveals himself to the Gentiles, there will be, first of all, a conformity to everything that is revealed in the church age. But the moment the church age ends, they will go back to the Jewish dispensation. And everything true to the Jews will have to take place again. Although there will be a difference. With that in mind, let's outline, especially the second coming, part 1, part 2. What comes under part 1? What comes under part 2? Look at 1 Thessalonians very carefully. 1 Thessalonians. In chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it says here in verse 5, "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of our archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall be always with Him. So what are the things that are involved in the second coming, part one? Number one, it is a meeting the Lord in the air. A meeting the Lord in the air. Number two, there is a resurrection from the dead. A resurrection from the dead that takes place instantly, the moment the Lord shows up. It's very clear here, and it's also very clear in 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It says here, he talks about the same resurrection from the dead, and verse 51. Behold, I tell you a mystery, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. When are we changed? When are the dead raised? When are our bodies transformed? In the twinkling of an eye, at the very moment Jesus comes in the air, the shout is given. That is why some people will say that I will wait until Jesus Christ is coming, then quickly kneel down and pray, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, your life and Savior. I confess my sins. I thank you, Lord Jesus, save my Lord. There is not enough time to be born again. How fast can you pray in a twinkling of an eye? Right? And the Lord, the trumpet count and the trumpet sounds, and they quickly want to say, and everybody is gone. The dead are raised, the bodies are transformed, and they are left there welcoming the Antichrist. About to say a prayer to Jesus. Why do we put point two as important? Because there are scriptures that speak about the coming of Jesus that is not, has nothing to do with the raising from the dead, but the dead are raised much later. It's a different realm of coming. Let's look at the book of Revelations. Book of Revelations. And we see in chapter 19, the second coming of Jesus. Revelations 19. Verse 11. Revelations 19 verse 11. I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse. He who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dripping blood, and his name is called the Word of God. That's his official title. He may have other titles. Verse 14, and the armies of heaven, clothed in the linen, white, clean, followed him on white horses. Out of his mouth came a sharp sword, and with it he strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself tread the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And then in verse 17, there was a great battle, and all the armies of the Antichrist were destroyed. Verse 20, the beast was captured, and the false prophet worked signs in his presence, who deceived others. They were cast into the lake of fire. And then in verse 21, and the rest were killed with a sword which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse. And all the birds were filled with their flesh. There is no resurrection from the dead yet. Chapter 21. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven. And he took hold of the dragon. He locked him up for 1,000 years in verse 2. He shut him up. And then in verse 4. I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness in Jesus and for the Word of God. So we're talking about believers here. Who had not worshipped the beast or his image, And it says here, and they live. That means they were raised from the dead, because it says they were beheaded. So they were somehow resurrected. They live and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. Now, if you look carefully at the order that took place, chapter 20, verse 4, took place after the battle. It was not instantly that a resurrection took place. Because I want to point to the fact that this has to do with a Jewish dispensational coming, which was totally different in character. And his coming was to save the Jews from the Antichrist and destroy him and then set up a throne. Different. Whereas the one mentioned in 1 Thessalonians 4, that we meet him in the air. Here, the throne is most probably in Jerusalem. Thrones were set up. They sat on thrones. I want to point to the difference. And now, as we look at the first and second coming of Jesus especially, as we look at it very carefully, you can take every scripture on the second coming, and there are three possibilities that you can have. Number one, you lump all the scriptures together as one huge, big second coming. But there will be many places where you find very hard to coordinate. Very, very difficult to coordinate. Because this resurrection from the dead and that coming in the air, how are you going to coordinate the two together? There's a twinkling in the eye. And here it seems to take place only after the beast has been destroyed. And then the thrones established. And then there was a resurrection from the dead taking place. It's very hard to coordinate. But if you take that first view, where there's no such thing as part one, part two, everything is just one big grand second coming, then you have only one other interpretation. Everything has to take place after the man of sin came, the Antichrist, after the abomination of desolation. That means you can sit down, relax. Jesus will never come, because number one, the Antichrist hasn't come. Number two, the abomination of desolation has not come. So if the Christians take that view, we all can be sure Jesus will never come yet. Because now we don't have what I call a spiritual sign in our heart that we look at. Instead, we have a physical sign on earth to look. That is, before what I call the coming of Jesus for the Jews, there will be earthly signs. At least two big ones. Right? There are many others, right? Maybe three big ones. Add one more. What are the big signs? Okay? Sign number one, the abomination of desolation. The abomination of desolation has to take place before the second coming of Jesus. No question about it. Study the book of Daniel. Study every other passage on that. Study Matthew 24. So as long as that has happened, we cannot from the pulpit be preaching and telling people, be ready for Jesus coming. Because any Christian who study the Bible and lump everything together can say, as long as abomination desolation didn't take place, I can still play around. But the moment it takes place, I'll be serious with God. It's coming soon. So they have an early sign, an earthly alarm clock to wake them from their stupor, their sleepiness. The big second sign is that Antichrist will be around. If you believe that there's only one huge big second coming, then it is the only logical place to put it is after the man of sin came. Because it's the Antichrist who caused the abomination of desolation. So as long as Antichrist hasn't shown up, and you believe there's only one big second coming, then you can be sure Jesus will not show up. So you can see there is a different teaching altogether. It will bring about a different result.